Dun, dun, dun.
That's danger. Danger.
All right, let's see what he's got to say.
Okay. Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hi, this is Al Matthews from Americans for Purity.
Hi, Al. How's it going? How are you doing tonight?
Great.
Excellent. Thank you for taking the time to do the interview.
Oh, you're welcome.
So we've got a lot of listeners, and they're all posted the webpage to them, so they're taking a look at it right now.
Okay.
And we're just to start off, we're just wondering what the webpage is about and what kind of message you're trying to put out there.
Who are Americans for Purity?
Yeah.
Well, there's about 100 of us, and our goal is to wage a war on masturbation, kind of like the war on drugs. And have the American government outlaw masturbation and have severe penalties for masturbation just like we have for drugs. We have it pretty much patterned after the whole Nancy Reagan war on drugs thing. Kind of a just say no to masturbation thing. Zero tolerance for masturbation, that kind of thing.
Okay. So how did this all start, basically? Was it your idea or was it somebody else's or just a bunch of people got together?
It was a bunch of people at the church got together, and we were thinking about all the evils caused by masturbation. And there have been some, you know, medical findings in recent years that have contradicted the old idea that masturbation is harmless, you know.
Right.
There's been evidence recently that when people actually are having sex with a person of the opposite sex, that there are pheromones that are released. That,
very true, yes.
Cause a reduction of ophthalmic pressure. There's this hormone called ophthalmostatin that's released when you're sexually excited that causes an increase in pressure in your eye, and it causes nearsightedness by causing your eye to grow from front to back, you know?
But how serious is that? Because people have sex normally, right?
Oh, but this is what happens when you masturbate, see. When you have sex, these pheromones prevent the ophthalmostatin from being released and prevent the intraocular pressure from increasing. So it's okay to have sex, but when people masturbate, it does terrible things to their vision.
This is where the idea that masturbation will make you go blind comes from.
Oh, yeah, and it's totally scientific.
So there's usually there is some truth behind wives' tales. It started somewhere, right? So.
Right, yeah. And this is one of the reasons that we decided to oppose masturbation. Another one just being the fact that masturbation seems to be how people get started on lives of being, you know, sex offenders. That most sex offenders, you know, rapists, child molesters, and so on, start out by masturbating.
I've read some studies on that, and I have heard that, in fact, people who do masturbate are oftentimes child, you know, sex offenders.
But there is such a high high percentage of people who masturbate anyway. So it just by sheer numbers, it would be that most sex offenders would masturbate, and general public masturbates quite a bit.
Well, this kind of logic has been used to outlaw drugs in the past. People will point out that that most heroin addicts started out smoking marijuana. That's one of the main justifications that people have for outlawing marijuana. I think you could use similar logic there, you know.
Well, yeah, no, somewhat. Most people eat food and breathe, too, right?
As a question, let's. I mean, the guy's got some scientific backing here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say that you had your way. American for Purity got a voice, like either through Rant Radio or something like that. And you had a chance. How would you enforce it?
Well, we have, for one thing, we have a urine testing program that we've come up with. It turns out that when men masturbate or fornicate, that their sperm is released, you know, through that. And if they don't do that, if a man doesn't have any kind of sexual release, his sperm ends up, a lot of sperm cells end up in his urine. Not all of them, but a number of them end up in his urine. So you can actually test a man's urine and tell whether he's either been masturbating or having sex. Now, if a man isn't married, he shouldn't be having orgasms, you know, by either method. So if he has, like, a low sperm count in his urine, that's a sign that he's been masturbating.
So a married man is pretty safe for masturbating, then. It's going to be pretty tough to get that guy.
Right. We're not going to even bother to do urine tests on married men because there would be no point to it. But, you know, we've had a lot of urine testing in the war on drugs. A lot of companies routinely test their employees. It's a real common thing. You know, people want to test high school students. Why not test them for masturbation while we're at it, you know?
So you're just saying that what we should do then is in high schools, we'll mandatorily do urine testing on all the men in the school.
That might not be a bad idea. I mean, they're already trying to do that. A lot of high schools would like to do that for their students for drugs. And, hey, if we can do that, why not do it for masturbation, too?
Well, I know a lot of sport coaches probably tell their star players not to masturbate or have sex because it decreases their intensity in the game.
That's probably a good idea, too.
And actually, also, how would you how do you test for women? I guess that's a little bit harder.
There's no easy way to test for women, but we hope that we can enforce it. I mean, we have laws against sodomy right now that are completely impossible to enforce. Why not laws against female masturbation? One person suggested having police dogs go around and sniff women's fingers, but, well, we may do that, you know. We may actually have police dogs trained to go around and sniff women's fingers.
I wonder exactly how you'd train a police dog to do that. that would be some interesting training.
Yeah.
We haven't started that yet.
Do you know what you could do? What you could do is you could train somebody instead of a dog to go around and, you know, who's an authority, some ex-offender who would know, and that would be a way to do it.
Because they have smelling for armpits. I have seen that on television. It's truly bizarre.
That's true. Yeah, they have armpit smellers for odor.
For deodorant.
A godly man who was very strong in the church, who was a very strong Christian, maybe could handle a job like that.
Someone who's already had.
That's right.
Fingers to see if they've been masturbating. Maybe we'll do that.
Perfect job for somebody who's already had their head up somebody's ass for a very long time.
But in all honesty, okay, well, that's fair.
How far has this gone? I know you've got the web page up. Have you had any major backers, like in the government, or just any at all?
I can't talk about that.
Yeah,
talk about that. At the moment, the people that are backing us are trying to be quiet because of the controversy involved. But we're
right.
Well, popular enough, they'll reveal themselves.
Right, because it is a fine line between the general public's good and personal life. Right, you always have to keep a fine line, a good balance between that. The general good. Or private, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So is it okay if I ask you a couple of questions about this?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. First of all,
we're going to play the devil's advocate here.
Yeah. Okay. Well put. Now doesn't this kind of just infringe more than a little bit on the American First Amendment rights and privacy and all that sort of thing?
Oh yeah, but you know, we pretty much flushed the First Amendment down the toilet with the war on drugs anyway, so we're pretty much there's not really much left of it at this point.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's true. I mean, we practically killed that sucker, eh?
And we're not doing that much more damage to it than what's already been done.
We do agree that it has been flushed, a lot of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately,
have you ever actually listened to Rant Radio at all?
No, I've never listened to Rant Radio.
Okay. Okay. Another question I have for you is, on what grounds do you feel you have the right to try to institute this?
It's for the public good, because we think that it's going to cut down on crime, it's going to improve the general health, and it's going to cause a lot of people to go to heaven that otherwise would have been burning in hell.
Oh, I see. So this is about avoiding people burning in hell.
Well, partly about avoiding people burning in hell, partly just for the public good. I mean, what right do we have to tell people they can't smoke marijuana in their own home?
Absolutely.
True. Very true.
Very true. We have no right to do that, in fact. As a matter of fact, in Alaska, it's legal. And if you look at Europe, actually a culture that's had a couple of, you know, 100 years more than we have in Amsterdam, they have legalized pot. And not only that, they've legalized prostitution, and their crime rate is very, very low.
Well, I think in Amsterdam, they might as well just start building an escalator to hell right now.
I see. So, but isn't it also true that basically, you know, people might actually listen to you and say that you're pretty much fucking insane, you know, like you're kind of nuts because you're sitting there telling people that you shouldn't be touching your own body. Like, does that not cross you as perhaps being slightly bizarre? And more than that, who the fuck do you think you are to tell people that they're going to hell just because you're doing something with their own body you don't fucking agree with? What kind of a fucking moron do you think you are? Because of people like you, there are witch trials. Because of people like you, there are book burnings and fascists. You are the kind of people that go into other people's fucking schools and take away children. You destroy families, and that is not a Christian ideal. You guys are the scum of the fucking earth. Why are you doing this? You think this is going to stop the war on fucking drugs? On drugs, you pinhead? This is going to have absolutely nothing to do with anything. All you're going to do is take away people's freedoms and set up a fascist state. Because of ideas like this, the Nazis occurred. And you think you're going to get this enforced? You think you're going to make this thing happen? You are so full of shit.
Well, that's really just nitpicking now, isn't it?
Nitpicking? You think it's nitpicking that you're invading people's private lives? That's nitpicking?
We don't have private lives anymore, man. The government's done away with all that long ago.
We can't just give up.
give up on what? On private lives? You have a private life. Because of the same laws you are trying to destroy, you are able to publish the message that you are saying now. Do you realize that?
Well, that's great. You know,
so then you're saying then, by doing this, you're cutting your own head off. You're destroying the laws which enable you to try to destroy the laws. You see the parallel that's made? That's insane. It's insane. It's not even Christian, man.
It doesn't matter to me. By the time
Preach
we come
on,
into power,
Sean,
we don't need
Preach
those laws
on.
Anymore. Those laws are for the people that aren't popular.
The laws are for what? The laws are for everybody. I mean, that's part of the American Constitution from the beginning. It's like one nation under God, blah, 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 right? But now it's all about freedom. You can't take away people's freedom just because you don't happen to agree with them. I mean, the same logic that says all gays go to hell, all fucking Muslims go to hell, all Jehovah's Witnesses go to hell. Everybody but me and my white neighbors go to hell. That's exactly the kind of mentality you're breeding with this, and it does no good for anybody.
The people that go to hell are unrepentant sinners, and Jesus was very quick to rebuke unrepentant sinners, and that's all I'm doing is I'm rebuking unrepentant sinners.
You're rebuking? Yeah, but you're not Jesus, pinhead! It's if Jesus is going to send people to jail, that's fine. And what if you're wrong? What if there is no Jesus? What then? Then you put all these people in fucking camps! You've taken kid doorways off of kids' rooms! You're piss-testing children, man! When do you draw the line?
Everybody's going to be in jail.
They're all being fucking jail. The prison state will happen to such a level that, I mean, there's going to be no one in church. There's going to be you, Jesus, and the cross. That's it. That's all it's going to be. And are you trying to tell me, in all honesty, that you've never jerked off in your entire life?
No, of course not.
Well, then there you go. You're going to jail, too.
No, because I repented from my sins.
Oh, so it's a get-out-of-hell-free card. If I just show up and say, oh, wait, yeah, okay, I watched Sylvia Saint, but I'm sorry. So you go get your oral cleansing on Sunday, and then you're cool? No, man, that doesn't work. That doesn't work, because if you're an unrepentant sinner, you could be able to go and fuck little kids, and then say, oh, well, yeah, but Jesus forgave me. And that doesn't work.
Yeah,
that's why...
Actually, no matter what you've done, as long as you repent of it and ask forgiveness, you can go to heaven. That's all I want people to do is repent of masturbation and ask forgiveness, and they can get into heaven.
No. What you want to do is you want to put people in fucking jail for jerking off. That's what Americans for Purity is about. That is lunacy. You will never get this law to stick. And even if you do, do you have any idea the kind of... I mean, it's not just Christians who, like... Correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't it all the pro-lifers and all these guys who are, like, you know, firebombing people and, you know, taking out porn shops and taking these drastic measures to, like, you know, kill people that they don't happen to agree with? And in trying to enforce these laws, you're putting people, innocent people, who have committed no crime... in jail, man.
Well,
where is your head?
Crime when we make it illegal. They will have committed a crime when we make it illegal.
So, okay. So, you know what? What if we go back to Rome and we make being a Christian illegal, and then because it actually makes more sense because there's more evidence to make Christians illegal than it is to make jerking off illegal because, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, then, you know, in this kind of thinking, we'd avoided that whole Crusades notion and all that sort of idea. So being a Christian, we hereby make it illegal, and then all the Christians go to jail. Right? I mean, it's the exact same notion. These people aren't hurting anybody. They're not doing anything. If you don't agree with masturbation, hey, man, that's cool, okay? That's your right.
Go ahead and make Christianity illegal. Christianity thrives on persecution. We love to be martyrs. Make it illegal.
You love to be... Man, you're putting children in jail. Do you not see this?
There's already all kinds of children being tried as adults and thrown in jail for smoking pot.
Do you think this is a good thing?
Masturbation.
I think there's much better evils to go after in the world than something that somebody does in the privacy of their own home that doesn't even affect anything in the outside world.
Don't you think you would be better to dedicate your time rather than trying to stop...
To rapists or murderers.
Why don't you say, do a Christian thing and go up to some hookers on the street, take the hooker off the street, bring them into your home, give them food, give them water, and help them get back or right back on track. Don't you think that'd be a more Christian thing to do than, say, putting children in jail?
Well, maybe those people wouldn't be hookers in the first place if it wasn't for masturbation.
Well, let's say it was, and now they are.
Maybe there wouldn't be so many rapists and prostitutes running.
Yeah, and maybe if a fucking frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass hopping. That doesn't mean shit. You can't sit there and go on the maybes and, well, you know, I think he's a sinner, so we're going to go Americans for Purity and put people in fucking jail. That doesn't work, okay? Your whole thinking here is flawed. Where are you calling from? What state are you in?
I'm in Texas, of course.
Oh, of course! course.
Of course.
Well, you got a lot of baggage to clean up there. I'd love to see this law tried to be affected in Texas. Holy cow. I mean, you guys would get shot if you tried to put that stuff up, man. The Texas people are crazy. Like, this is, I mean, I got to give you balls, man. You guys got, you got fucking brass cojones, man, to be trying this. I mean, I've long since respected, you know, fanatical people. I think it's great. I really do.
They got strong convictions.
They got some strong convictions, and they're going to make our kids into some really strong convicts. But the point is that you can't, like, I mean, and out of sheer respect for you, I got to say, wow, you are one crazy son of a bitch to be trying to do this. I mean, really. You must have had some very, very severe opposition that makes mine look, say, rather tame, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, Jesus told his followers to be persecuted, and I just laugh it all off. You know, I think it's funny when people oppose me.
Yeah, but it's not really funny when kids are in jail.
It's not funny when kids are masturbating, when kids are going blind and suffering from...
Would you rather have a child masturbating or a child in jail?
Liberal thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's the lesser of two evils. I'd rather have my kid masturbating than him be in jail behind bars for that.
Or you could just try to talk to your kids.
Would you rather have your kids smoking pot than be in jail?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Hands down right now. I've smoked pot, and I've masturbated. I'm a relatively well-adjusted individual.
Some would argue that, Sean.
Some would argue that. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, you got to think about it, man. Why not, instead of lying to your kids and trying to put them in jail and enforce them with all these totalitarian and somewhat fascist laws, why don't you just talk straight to your kids?
Now, that's funny that you call us fascists. Did you know that the first thing Hitler did when he came to power was he repealed the anti-masturbation laws of the Weimar Republic? And people call us Nazis, but we're actually going against what Hitler did when he first came into power.
No, actually, we call you Nazis because you want to put hundreds of people in jail for no good reason. That's why you're called Nazis, just so you know.
They have to go to jail if they quit masturbating.
Oh, I see, and if you know you're not Jewish, then you'll go to heaven. Right? It's the same idea. I mean, Jesus, they're the Christ killers anyway, right? Why don't we just burn them too? You're a jerking off Jewish kike. Get in that fucking box. Get in the box. Give me a break, man. I mean, you sound like you're a very educated guy. You sound like you're a pretty bright guy. Do you have any university education? You sound like you do.
I've got a bachelor's degree in molecular biology.
You have a bachelor's degree in molecular biology. Don't you think that you could find something better to do with your time than try to put children in jail for jerking off? Don't you think? Maybe just kind of, you know, you sound like a bright guy. You got a bachelor's in molecular biology. You know, are you employed in that field?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not. I've talked this over with Jesus a number of times.
He showed up. You had a beer with him and sorted it out.
Thing to do. This is the path he wants me to go down, and I'm not going to tell Jesus no. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do.
Tell you what, have Jesus swing by here. He'll have a word with us. And if he swings by,
we'd love to interview him.
We'd love to. We'd get JC on the line, and I promise you that JC does not want you to put children in fucking jail, man.
I'm not going to tell Jesus, no, Jesus, I think I have better things to do with my time than what you tell me to do. No, I'm not going to tell Jesus.
You're telling me that Jesus told you to put children in jail?
If they masturbate, yeah.
If they masturbate, all children go to jail.
They should be tried as adults and put in adult jails, just like little kids that do drive-by shootings or shoot heroin or whatever. You know?
Little kids who shoot heroin and drive-by shootings.
So what are you in for? I'm in for shooting a cop. What are you in for? I'm in for masturbating.
Ooh, and everybody gets up and moves to another bench.
That could happen someday. That could happen.
That could, but as long as there's an organization like Rand Radio and Cult in existence, we will oppose you right to the last day, man. I swear to God.
Well, at the moment, the First Amendment is still in effect, so you still have...
Thank you, Jesus.
Moment.
I like Jesus, but I'm scared of his followers. You know what I'm saying? Holy cow, man. I mean, okay, I think this interview has probably come pretty close to the end of the night.
Unless you want to say some more words, we'll let you close up with something you want to say.
Well, what I want to say is that it seems ridiculous right now that there's only maybe a handful of us, but remember that the abolitionists started out as a small movement.
The fascists, the Nazis started small. They were just guys in bars.
Yeah, they ended up almost taking over the world, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did, yeah. But see, then the free world killed most of them. Yeah, there was that whole thing that happened there.
Let him speak.
The masturbation may have been the downfall of the Third Reich, because they, like I said, they legalized masturbation, which had been illegal before, and they started going downhill right from there.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time out.
Yeah, thanks for talking
for the interview.
And if you wouldn't mind, could you say, because the name of our show is What the Hell, could you please
say What the Hell
and identify yourself.
It's all for masturbation or something.
This is Al Matthews of Americans for Purity, winning the war on masturbation. What the hell?
Excellent. That is awesome.
Well, you got balls, buddy. I'll give you that.
Thank you for being on, and we're happy to promote you on the station.
You're going
to
need all the help you can get, son.
Hey, listen, is this going to be archived? Is there some URL?
Oh, we'll send it to you.
I'll send it to you. No problem. I'll give you the URL so you can get it.
Okay, great. Do that, okay?
No problem.
Okay, thanks a lot,
Thank you
guys.
Very much, Al.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless Al.
Holy fuck, Al. You are the craziest son of a bitch I've ever seen. He's a good sport about it.
Yeah. I knew he would be. People like that are usually like they're really down-to-earth, kind of...
It sounds like
take any kind of crap.
Oh, my God, I'm so fucking pissed off right now.
Off the chart.
Holy shit, man. Can you even fucking believe that? I'm surprised I lasted as long as I did.